This sale is only for one copy of this shiur. Reproduction in any type or form is strictly prohibited.
Test like in Tov, Amid Beis. You see the taste is Bishloisha, the line above it. The last word, Umi Amrina. Umi Amrina, do we say? Ain't Choshishin Shemel Gorachul, that we're not afraid. Maybe a weasel dragged away some of the chametz to a different room. If it was Beidik, one room. He doesn't have to place Shemel to watch until he finishes the entire Bedikah. No. We're not afraid that after he leaves that room, a chul that will bring chametz from some other place into that room. So you say such a thing, you're not afraid. The whole Tony Sefer went to the Sefer. The next Mishnah, it says as follows. Uma Shemishaya, what he leaves over after the Bedikah, Yani Chedo Beitzin, he should put it in a private place, means in a guarded place. Shelo Yeitzoria Bedikah, he shouldn't have that Bedikah again. So we see we're afraid. If we leave it unguarded, he might have to be Bedikah again. Because we're afraid that a chulda will drag it from that room, will drag it from one room where you have chametz into the room that he already is bathing. Or he'll take chametz from the place that he left it over. I'll say it again. It says, Uma Hashem Mishai, what he leaves over, it means to eat. He leaves over because he wants to eat some chametz yet. It's before Pesach yet. So after he finishes the bedik, he leaves over some chametz to eat. So that chametz, you have to put away bitzin in a guarded place. Because shalo yehid sorev digach, he shouldn't have to have bedik again. Because if he won't guard it, maybe a chulda will come and drag the chametz that are left over to eat into some place, and have to look for it now. So we see we are afraid a chulda will drag chametz off to some place. Amar Abai lo kasha. Poor Baal Bosom. There is talking on the 14th day. That means it wasn't Bedik the night after the 13th. So he should be Bedik in the daytime of the 14th. There is a reason why we're afraid a chulda will carry off any chametz left over to eat. We'll soon see why. But we said above, we're not afraid if it's Bedik like everybody's bathing that same night. So that same night that he's bathing chametz together with everybody else, the night after the 13th, he doesn't have to be afraid. What's the difference? Now he explains. The Shloisha also, if he's bathing the night after the 13th, the Shchiach Rifte, the Kula Bot, because bread is still found in all the houses, people are still going to eat chametz tomorrow yet, so bread is still found in all the houses. So, lo matzim, the chulda won't hide it. Chulda not interested in hiding something, only when chametz is scarce to eat. But since bread is available everywhere, and tomorrow it'll still be available, the bread of today. So therefore the chulda won't hide anything. We're not afraid that the chulda will be so hungry that it'll hide. The chametz is available. But on the 14th, because he was bedik chametz on the 14th, and left over some chametz for him to eat later, so he should watch it. Because at that time, there's not much chametz left. It's already Erev Pesach, after breakfast time, and we're afraid that since there's not much chametz left, the chulda will try to secrete a piece of chametz that he finds. The Roshchicha Rifte Rikula Moti, chametz is not found in all the houses. Matzna, it'll hide the chametz. So that's what Abai is answering. On the 13th, the night after the Dikas chametz, where chametz is available everywhere because they're hoping to get to tomorrow to eat yet. So the chulda is not that hungry, not that interested in secreting chametz. We're not afraid. So you don't have to put a guard. But tomorrow, the 14th, when chametz is already scarce, then, if you were not bathing chametz the 13th or bathing chametz the 14th, You have to watch out with a little chometz that you still have left, because the chulda might drag it off to hide it. But now it can't find any other chometz. Say that. In the times of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, there was a neviah named Chulda. So Omar Rava, the chulda nevi, is that chulda, that weasel. A neviah, she doesn't have a calendar with her to know when this is Pesach. The yoda that she knows, the Ho'id and Arbeisa now, is the 14th day. And they won't bake any new bread till the night. They used to bake matzahs as an evening, to have hot matzahs. When Mishaya, therefore, on the 14th, she'll leave over Omidba and hide it, because she doesn't think there's any more bread around all day long. Why does she think the day is different all other days? She doesn't have a luach, so you must say she's a neviyah. So therefore, Rabbi rejects that pshat. Elo, my Rabbi, Ma Shemeshaya, what he leaves over to eat, Yanich Hanabetzini, puts it away in a private place, not because we are afraid that a chulde will take it. Not afraid of that. But Shema Titel Chulde Bifaneinu, it could happen that a chulde will take it in his presence. We'll see that a chulde takes it. That's trouble. We ate Sari Bedikach, that he'll be bathing the house again. But if we see a chulde take the chametz and disappear, so who knows in which room he left over the chametz? Not to be bedik. So therefore, actually, we're not afraid. Only for his benefit, given Eitzah Tovah, he should conceal the chametz. A chulde should be able to take it while we're looking. If we see a chulde take it, then we have to be bedik the whole house again. But otherwise, if you're not worried about that, there's no chash that a chulde will take it. We're not afraid a chulde will take it. But we give him an eitz, he should hide it, because the chulde will take it in his presence, and after invading the whole house again. So Rav is saying we actually are not cheshish. Say that. Now you are under Barayis, you can't also do it like Rav. Barayis states, Horeitz lechol chametz, after bedik. If you want to eat chametz after your bedik, so it means you're leaving over some chametz to eat. Kate said, yes, how should he do? What he leaves over to eat, he should put it in a guarded place. A chulde should not come and take in our presence and run off with it. And then he hates sort of dikah, have to invade your whole house. Amora says another reason. Why do you say that he should put it in a guarded place? Actually, we're not afraid. But we're afraid if it happened, maybe put down 10 pieces of chametz that he wanted to eat, and when he comes back, he'll find 9. If he finds 9, he knows that 1 is already missing someplace in the house. Somebody, either a holder or a child, moved it to a different place. So therefore, in order to avoid the whole trouble of being bathing all over again, he should put it in a guarded place. Teisha tziburi and shal matzah. There are 9 piles of matzah. The echa shal chometz. And the 10th pile is chometz. We also ach bereshokel. And a rat came and took something. We don't know from which pile, from the chometz or from the matzah it took. Although yadiri we don't know, e matzah shokel, e chometz shokel. So the question is, according to Rashi, do you have to be Vedic again, the house, to look for that possible chometz that it took? And Rashi learned, the taste was a different pshat. We'll soon see taste's pshat. That's what Rashi learned. Do you have to be Vedic the house again? Maybe it took from the chometz. I know that's the same deal of Teisha Chanuyis that we'll soon see. A case of 9 stores. We'll soon see what that's talking about. Perash, suppose, from the 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chometz, 1 piece blew off by the wind. It wasn't taken by the rat. After it blew off, a rat came and took it. Then that's to save it. Perash. And we'll soon see the two did it. Also, Abba Shoka, the rat came and took that piece that blew off by the wind. We'll soon see. And they say, get now a lot of mission. Teisha Hanuis, there are 9 stores selling meat. Kulon Merchiz Besal Shvit, all sell kosher meat. The Achas. And the 10th one, the Cheres Besal Vrela, sell Vrela to Goya. It's a Goyish store. And a man came, a newcomer to the town, he didn't know anything. Well, look, he went and he bought meat, Me'achas, one of these stores. And now, we tell him, don't you know one is a Teifa store? Do you know which one you bought? He says, no, I don't remember. And you're amazing, man. Look, I don't know which one he bought the meat. So the question is, since the majority are kosher, why don't you say he bought from the majority? So he says, faker also. It's a sotik and it's also. Why? Because if a piece of meat had been lost from the stores, let's say, by accident, let's say had been rolled out, let's say, by wind from one of the stores. So then you go up to the majority and say it's kosher meat. But since somebody took it, this man took the meat from its place where the tefa meat was, then you don't go up to the majority. It's called kohua. Anything that you go to the mixture, you take from that mixture, you take one out, then it's called kohua. And called kohua, kemetzu al mechtu dam, is like 50-50, half and half. And it's a sofek. So once more. This man went, and he took the meat from one of the stores. Doesn't know which one. So since he took it, we don't go after the roi. He took it from the place where it was kohua, where it was situated. And therefore, it's like mechtu al mechtu, and therefore, it's a suffix. The nimsa, but suppose you found a piece of meat in the street, and we don't know from which of the stores it came, haloich achara, you got the majority. From there, it's pirish. Pirish means it's separated from the stores, it's found in the street, so you got the majority. Majority of kosher. The same would be here also. If there are 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, so the majority is matzah. And the rat came, and we saw it take from one of the piles. Or we don't know which pile it was taken from. So it was kavua. We saw it taken from a pile. It's like we took it. And since it took from a mokim kavua, it's 50-50. It's a sotik. Therefore, you have to obey the chametz, the whole house. Maybe the rat dropped it in one of the rooms. But suppose a piece of chametz blew off of one of the piles and was lying by itself, and we don't know from which of the piles it was blown off. Pirish, nobody took it. It's separated by itself. So you say, call the Polish, may will be Polish. Anything is separated, separates from the majority, from the master. And therefore the rat came and took it. We say it took matzah, you don't have to be Vedic. That's all I shall learn. See that. Tesvis, hainu teisha chenuyas. Tesvis, hainu teisha chenuyas. If you mash a pair of shakuntas, according to Rashi, the question is liyin bedike. In the matter, is it required to be Vedic chometz? So if it took from one of the piles, and we don't know from which pile it is. So we say, kol kibur kemech tzal mech, it's 50-50, it's a suffix. And then the chul, the rat disappeared, so you have to be bathing the house again. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Lo nihir, the Reed doesn't agree with that pshat. The heichi maisi rai, how can you bring a proof? Mitei shechnuyas. Where it's talking about nevela, you have his fake deraisa. You say kol kibur kemerzam merzadam is a sotik, and sotik deraisa is also. Vazli to the chumah, you go to chumah. But the hocha here is a question of nikas chometz. Sfeke de rabbonon he, ki de amina besomach. It's not a matter of the rabbonon. Nikas chometz only with the rabbonon. So if it's a sotik, if kibur kemerzam merzadam is a sotik, a sotik rabbonon is a kula. So it should be mutar here. That's a comparison to the Nevela, say that. Mihu, but Yes, Shlomo, we can explain. The Ayre is talking about a case kegon shelo bitl. If it wasn't a bottle of chametz, then the bdikas chametz is deraisa. That's one way of learning. It's a case where there was no bitl chametz. Therefore, bdikas minatayla, you have to get rid of the chametz. So therefore, there's something deraisa l'chumah. That's one way of learning pshat. Od kosher de gavi teisha chanuyas leke cheskes heta. That's why when there's a safek, kavua the safek, mechzal mechzal, you go to chumra. But Aval Hocher, but here he's talking about a house that was examined already, was made already the house. So ukmea cheskes bodov. Put the house in the chazok, is still bodov. And let's say that the rat didn't take any chumra, it took matzah. In order to not to contradict the cheskes abayis, that's bodov. So the bodov, he's talking about a house that was bodov. Viva Aval Hocher, it wasn't bodov. What's the question? Pshit the boy b'dike, shef and niz b'dike. So you must say, by his body. By his body, got a cheskes heta. Cheskes heta. If there's a suffix, should he go after the chazok? I said, the mirror will be a different pshat entirely. Again, Rashi pshat was, if a rat came and took a piece from one of the piles, it's a question, you need a new b'dike's chometz in this house. Tez says, no, the question is, the rat took and dropped it and ran away. Question is, can we eat that piece that the rat dropped? Can we eat it? Did it take from the matzah, and therefore it's matzah, or took from the chomer? That's the question. Maybe he brought into the house from one of these piles. They're outside the house, or someplace else. There were 10 piles, 9 chomers and one matzah, one chometz. And the rat sieved for one of the piles a piece, let's say drag, let's say a loaf, let's make it even more palatable, all wrapped up in paper wrapped loaves, and paper wrapped matzahs. Those days the matzahs looked like bread. And it dragged it into the house, and it ran away and left it over. So the question is it matzah, or is it chometz to get pizza? That's the question, what is it? We don't know, we can't recognize. In those days you couldn't recognize. They baked thick matzahs and thin bread. That's a question. Boy, the question is it mutter to eat? Ilah. That's a deraisa. And there's no cheskes heter either on that. That takes all the kashas. It's a deraisa, and so therefore, bikavua, it's mechzal mechzal, sovei deraisa l'chumra. Eat chometz on Pesach is the ice. And also, no cheskes heta, because the chometz was chometz all the time. Say up to here. So let's taste this pshat. It's a question of eating that piece of bread. But we don't know whether it's chometz or matzah. That's a deraisa. It has no cheskes heta. That answers the kashas that Tesis asked. In Tema Fek Tesis, ki also achba v'shokal mehani tziburim, when a rat comes and takes from one of these piles, amaya choshele kavua. What do you consider the kavua? It means, if we would have gone and taken one of the piles and we didn't know from which pile, so that's called kavua. Like a Jew who went and bought from one of the stores, doesn't know which store, that's kavua. But a rat, let's say a rat is like the wind. And the wind would blow it off. We say it's perish. A rat's like the wind. The rat is not somebody who understands anything or has dinim. So let's say if a rat took one piece from one of the piles, let's say that's not kavua. If a Jew took from one of the piles, or if a rat took, let's say it's like the wind blew it off. And therefore now it's lying on the ground. Who cares? A wind blew it off, a rat took it off. It's the same thing as perish. And taste brings a proof. Why should it be different? If it's found in the mouth of a rat, found in the hand of a goy. What does that mean? The peragid anoshe, Rav, who says, any meat that was concealed from the eye a little while, it's osur to eat. That's what Rav says. Even kosher meat has to be under surveillance all the time. And if you walked out of your house and left the meat over in your house for a while in an open place,
Rav holds you can't come back and eat it. That's what Rav holds. Boshes in the Solomon eye, if the boshes is concealed from the eye, it's us. That's what Rav holds. Simon asked a question, Rav says, Benimso, we learned, if you found in the street a piece of meat in a place where nine stores are kosher, one store is not kosher, you cannot eat the meat. No, you can eat the meat, but you go after the rabe. But nimso, you go after the rabe. Now nimso, that's boshes and Solomon and iron. That meat was not under supervision. That piece of meat in the street, you still see it says kosher because you go after the majority of stores. The nine stores are kosher. You go after the majority. But you go after the majority. But even if all 10 stores were kosher, to find meat in the street, the rabe said it's also because it's not supervised. Rashi had to supervise the meat. Or Mishani Mayim answers, the meat was supervised. Shinim Sabayad, no, it was handed in the hand of a goy. It was found in the hand of a goy, and nine stores are kosher. It's kosher, because the goy took from one of the stores. It means this. What's the rabbi afraid of? If meat's not under surveillance, we're afraid that maybe some buzzard, a bird of prey, was carrying off carrion, a piece of nevela from some other place and dropped it here. Or maybe a rat, brought in a piece of meat and dropped it here. And the kosher meat they took away. What's the rabbi afraid? But a goy doesn't have any carrion. The question is, where did a goy get it? A goy brought it in the store. That's what we say. A goy bought it in the store. So if a goy has meat in hand, bought it from the store, only you don't know which store, so you go after the goy. So we see the fact that a goy took it to one of the stores is not called tavua. And the fact that it's in the hands of a goy takes off the kasha of Rav. Because the meat's under surveillance. It's no longer meat that could have been brought by a rat or by some bird or some buzzard. The goy has it in his hand. He bought it someplace. So since he bought it, we go after the goy. Now the question is, if the goy went and bought it, why don't you call it kavua? He bought from one of the stores. And we said, buying from the stores is kavua. And that's all matters. Why is it muta? Why do you go after the majority and say the meat in the hand of the goy is kosher because nine stores are kosher? Answer is, if a goy took it, it's not considered like we took it. If we take it to one of the stores, it's kavua. If a goy takes it, it's not kavua. A goy is like the wind. That's how it takes those things. Like the wind blew it off and it fell on the floor. We don't know from which pile it came, which store it came. So the goy has it in his hand. It's like a wind. So the same thing of that. So therefore, why should you say a rat takes it? It's called kavua, and it's 50-50, and it's also, if it's in the mouth of a rat is dragging it, a rat dropped it here, it's pirish, not kavua. Should go after the lady? So once more, the kasha. We're saying, if a piece of meat is found in the street, in this town where the nine stores are kosher, and one is late, you go after the lady. But suppose somebody went and bought meat in one of the stores, it's not kosher. It's kavua and mechsa mechsa. And the more it compares this to the din, where you saw a rat take from one of the piles. It's also kavua and mechsa mechsa. So he says, that's wise. If it's a rat, it's not like you went and bought. Like a goy has it in his hand. And in the case of a goy, you go after the goy. Don't say mechsa mechsa. By a rat, you should also go after the goy. Not called mechsa mechsa. It's not called lokach mina kavua. Say that. Tesha says, if we didn't see, we weren't looking, and it was found not only in the street, in the hand of a goy or b'fi arbo, it's really perish. But if we see how the goy takes it, or we see how the arbo takes it, that's called kavua. Our seeing makes it kavua, even though we didn't take it ourselves. Emery, the Hochemai here is talking, Kishiroinu Shelokach Minaka. We saw that the Arba took from the Kavua. We saw that the rat took from one of the piles. That seeing is like we took ourselves. Shenlerada Sophic, Vibokam Kriya. The Sophic was created in a place where it's Kavua. So it makes no difference who took it. Even the wind blew it. We see how it's separating one of them from one of the piles. In our presence, that's kavua. Ah, but suppose we weren't present, we didn't see anything. We find subsequently a piece on the floor, or in the hand of a goy, or in the mouth of an alabar. If we find it subsequently, we weren't present when it was separated from the kavua. How will he kapirish? The Azlina Basavu to say that. Now, we might have time to finish the tesis, but first, it's important to know what tesis is saying later without learning it. If a piece of meat, say for meat, fell into among nine pieces of kosher meat, it's bottled the roi. And I'll pee din, there's no question, it's mutter to eat. Bottled the roi? And we don't say, by going and taking out one piece, it's kavua, and kemer samer sedam. No, it's bottled. So why by the stores do you say, if you take from one of the stores, it's not bottle bereid? And you say it's kavua kemer samer, hear the question? Answer is, the trefa meat, when it falls among the kosher meat, we don't recognize it anymore. We don't see which is trefa, which is kosher, it's a bottle. Well, the store, we know which store is trade, only he doesn't know which store he bought from. But the trade store is recognized as a trade store, it's not bottled. Talk it over to your neighbor. From my head downstairs.